talk about Juwan James, number 19 overall pick in the first round by the Dolphins and new right tackle. We're going to discuss him with his old high school football coach, Charles Allen. Charles joins us now on the Metro PCS hotline. Charles, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Really appreciate you taking the time to join us. And let's give a little background here. So I know right now you're working as the offensive coordinator at Peachtree Ridge High, but you used to be the offensive line coach at North Gwinnett High, where Juwan played and made the switch from tight end to offensive tackle. And so that's an interesting story. I talked to Juwan the day after he was drafted, and he told me this story. He said, I grew up idolizing Algie Crumpler because I was a tight end. But then I met Coach Allen, and Coach Allen told me, you know what? Not only could you earn a scholarship playing offensive line, but maybe one day you could get drafted. So, Coach Allen, I got to ask you, how did you have such foresight with Juwan James?
Well, to tell you the truth, just watching the guy move around in practice, it was apparent that anything that he really wanted to be, he would have been good at it. And being a gigantor like he is, we didn't really close our tight end much. So watching him move around there and seeing him play in space, we just thought, let's try him out at tackle and see how good he is. And after about 2 days of that, it was apparent that that JJ could play the tackle position and could really excel at it.
So just 2 days, I was going to ask you if there were any growing pains, if it took some time to adjust, but you're saying it was a very quick adjustment for him.
Yeah, you know, coming in and playing the quote-unquote skill position, you know, it's sometimes it can be difficult to move from that position to an offensive line position. And, you know, because you got to get five guys all on the same page doing the same thing all at the same time. And, you know, so there was a little bit of a growing pain there, you know, going from that I don't know stage to I think I know to the I think I got this and I can be really, really good at it stage. And all of those things happened very, very quickly for him. Very, very talented young man.
All right, Coach. Well, he did say that you told him that potentially maybe one day you could be in the NFL. Did you ever imagine he would be a first-round pick and ultimately wind up down here in Miami?
I tell you, you know, just watching the young man grow up and seeing him play out there and seeing the joy that he has for the game, I knew that he could be something really special. Did I think he could be the 19th pick in the draft special? Maybe not, but you know, he works hard and he comes to work every day with a big smile on his face, and I'm just so proud of all the opportunities that he's gotten.
Well, Coach, he might come to work with a smile on his face, but he plays a little meaner on the football field, it seemed like. And I'm sure he did that, you know, when you had him in high school and obviously at Tennessee. I wanted to ask you a question about his athletic ability because it looks like he has great balance, especially, you know, getting off of a block and then going to the linebacker position and getting to the second level. Did he always have that kind of innate ability to use his feet that well?
Yeah, you know, we that was one of those things that we practiced every day for about 20 minutes in high school, and then we used to put him out in screens a whole lot. And I guess it was the second day we threw a little wide receiver screen to him, and I just said, "Hey, man, just set and then go and block the corner." And just watching him move out there, it was just very natural to him. He has great feet, he has great body balance, and. And, you know, that doesn't surprise me that he's really, really good fitting up on linebackers and on secondary players.
Coach, when we had him on, when we drafted him, he had a big smile on his face. He was very excited. you know, he came down. He still haven't left South Florida. But, you know, John hit on it a little bit earlier. When you talk about a football player, offensive lineman, getting them in that trenches, you know, it gets a little nasty down there. You know, do you see that nasty, ugly part of him coming out when those lights come on in any game time situation?
Oh, absolutely. I've been very blessed to have watched him for 3 years, you know, in high school, and then watching 4 years in Tennessee. And I can say he's got a nasty streak. He's got a smile on his face when he comes to work, but he's a guy who likes to run over people. He likes to put people down. He likes to get up off of them and look down and smile at them a little bit and let them know that he'll be there all day.
Charles Allen, high school coach of Juwan James, joining us on the Finsiders on the Metro PCS hotline. And, Coach, Juwan told me that he spoke to you the morning after he was taken number 19 overall. What was that conversation like?
It was very congratulatory. You know, it was you know, Coach, I really appreciate all the work you've put in, and it was on the other side of that, it was Duan. I'm so so proud of the effort that you put in to make yourself into the number 19 pick in the draft. You know, the only thing I can say is I was a small step on his journey, and you know, he decided that he wanted to be great in high school, and that's what it's all about. And he decided he wanted to do that, and he did it. And I just wanted to make sure that he knew how proud I was of all his work, and at the same time, at his resolve for wanting to become a great football player.
Well, Coach, it seems like that characteristic of him having the resolve and the determination has stuck with him, and he's still with him because the story that's told around the Dolphins facilities, he came down before the draft and basically convinced Dennis Hickey and the rest of the staff, like, hey, I want to be here. I want to be your guy. I'm going to work hard and do it. And ultimately, they decided to go with him there. So clearly, he still has that characteristic, and it seems, Coach, like he isn't just content to be here. He's ready to work hard on the NFL level as well.
Absolutely. I expect great things out of JJ.
Yeah, and Coach, I was curious, how much have you stayed in touch with Juwan since you coached him in high school? Have you been talking to him throughout his time at Tennessee as well?
You know, with the social media change and everything, it's hard to keeping in contact with people is now about text messaging and Twitter accounts and all those things. So I stayed in pretty constant contact with him. More so via text messaging and, hey, man, great game, and I saw you unlock your hips there, that kind of stuff. But so it was more of that avenue via texting and Twitter and those kind of things.
Got it. Well, he certainly didn't forget about your influence because you were the first name up when we asked him about making that transition in high school. So, hey, Coach Allen, really appreciate you joining us and providing some stories and insight into Juwan James, what he did to become a great offensive tackle, and now ultimately we hope he can continue that. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.